Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Dr. Danelle Bickett Weddle. We're talking about FMD in just a moment.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our checkoff-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Hey, Oklahoma, we're counting on you.
When you fill out the 2020 census,
you're helping your community receive funding for things like
hospitals, community programs, schools, and more.
The 2020 census takes less than 15 minutes to complete.
You can send in your form by mail,
by phone,
or for the first time in history, complete the census online.
When everyone,
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 when everyone counts, everyone wins.
Get the facts at okletscount.org or 2020census.gov.
We've not had foot and mouth disease in the United States since 1929, but there's a lot of worry that if we do get it one day, it'll be devastating to our livestock industries. Dr. Danelle Bickett Weddle is with Iowa State University. She's the associate director of something called the Center for Food Security, and she was a featured speaker at this last week's Rancher Series webinars being put on by the Division of Agriculture of Oklahoma State. One of the concepts that she talked about during her presentation on the what ifs regarding foot and mouth disease in animal agriculture in the United States is this idea that if we get it, we'll have to have what she calls a standstill.
At the beginning of the outbreak, what does a standstill even look like? You know, the best way to kind of describe it was what happened on the events of 9/11. Tragic event. But when they realized what was happening, they told the pilots, I need you to get safely to your destination, land the plane, shut it off, and get out. And we're going to stop all air traffic and figure out what's happening. And they did that for 3 days. We shut down our airports. And if you would have told anybody 20 years ago that this might have happened tomorrow, I don't think a lot of people would have believed it. So stopping livestock movement is no small lift by any means, but that process is really what they're trying to look at. What will happen is no new movements of livestock will occur during this period of time. Packers or processors or auction markets, they're going to sit idle until we can try and get arms around where this disease is and where it isn't. Again, COVID has taught us stopping that, while painful economically, is one way to kind of slow the spread of something as contagious as foot and mouth disease.
So in the infected area and in the areas around that infected area, the standstill will happen. Then there'll be controlled movement. You'll have to basically have a permit to be able to move animals after that standstill happens. Dr. Weddle says there will be some things that will help you be able to move cattle successfully. At the top of her list.
So first is traceability. You will be required as a producer to have a premises identification number or PIN. They'll also want to know, what do you want to move and where do you want to move it to? Trace forward, trace back information needs to be acceptable. We need to be able to have information at our fingertips to be able to tell our regulatory officials, my premises is not infected. It's not a contact with another premises, and it has no animals with suspect lesions. Next, and this number three, is what happens every day in normal peacetime, is that I have cattle and you have a packing plant and I want you to take them, right? So that business relationship doesn't change in an outbreak. They still need or want to take my animals. So that part of it has to happen regardless. You would still have that conversation with, you know, whoever the next downstream recipient of your animals or animal products are, to see, are they willing to accept them if they're coming out of this control area? And then if it's leaving the state, then Dr. Hall, Alicia, they'll have to talk to the other state vets to say, are you then willing to accept the movement of this cattle semen or embryo alone?
Safe to say, we've never had anything quite like foot and mouth disease in the United States. If we should have it, it'll be a radical response in those areas where it is discovered. Comments from Dr. Danelle Bickett Weddle during a recent Rancher Seminar put on by OSU. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Pollard Farms' 23rd annual female production sale coming up Saturday, September the 19th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 150 registered Angus lots, about 215 head on offer. For more information, or if you'd like to download the catalog, you can go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available on the website, or you can give the ranch a call at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 23rd annual production sale, Saturday, September the 19th in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.